The Youth Union and the South Sudan Youth Organization Coalition just decided to come together and look at a way forward, how we can carry out awareness. Because one thing, the Youth Coalition is comprising of many South Sudan youth-led organizations that run activities across the country. And we look at the Youth Union as a national body that have their offices and constituencies across the country. So for easy access to the whole country, we decided to merge and see how quick we can address the issue of COVID-19 across the country. Because most of the focus has been in Juba, forgetting other parts of the country. So we thought it's very important for us to come together and form this coalition. We sign a memorandum of understanding. We start to lobby for resources so that we can go out and support the people outside Juba. And with Juba also will be part of the focus. But our major target is for places outside Juba and the hard to reach areas, which we know that the union might be having access, though as the civil society we cannot access. So through them we can access those people. So that's why we decided to form a consortium and sign a memorandum of understanding so that we can work together. Yeah.
Christine, we have seen the high-level task force recommended to the presidency and the lockdown was eased, other restrictions were lifted. And this one now made many young people to say the danger, not to see the danger of the disease. Now, what will be your take on this situation with the ease of the restrictions?
Me, my take on this from day one is that the government should put the lockdown restrictions back in place. Because first of all, we are not in the capacity to contain not even 100 patients. So if we ease the lockdown, what will happen? The government, we have seen the capacity of the quarantine center is, we are talking of 25 beds. Now we have around 156 cases and they are increasing. So what is the logic? It does not connect. So how can you ease the lockdown when we are having increased number of cases? And again, at the same time, in other parts of the country, we came to understand through the press statement of the doctors union that some medical personnel across outside Juba are not in capacity to address or to handle cases of COVID-19. So if we are opening this if we are easing the lockdown, what will happen to those persons outside Juba? All those who cannot access well-trained personnel to handle the cases. It is very risky. So I urge the government, to the high-level task force, to restrict the lockdown measure. It's not logic for us to have skyrocketing cases and again at the same time you're easing the lockdown. That means you're increasing the rate of the infection. But we all know that we cannot manage these cases when they go beyond even this 156. I'm very sure we cannot handle it, because when we talk of ventilators and the number of trained personnel to handle these cases, we don't have that number.
And you said your focus is going to be on the states, because this is where much help is needed.
Yes.
How will you ensure that your team works collectively in the state to make sure people are sensitized at the grassroots level?
Like I said earlier, we have most of our organizations have offices across the country. So through our respective organizations, we can just delegate our team outside Juba to carry out the activities if it's for the sake of awareness and all that. And if it needs movement, we have seen on several occasions the high-level task force approving movement for people or for persons on humanitarian ground. So if there is that urge or there is need for us to get to those respective places, we can still process our movement permits and see how we can go to those hard-to-reach areas.
And what is your final message to the youth who are listening to you right now?
My final message to the youth is that this is the right time. We have to show how effective our numbers are to our country. We are the majority in this country, and at this particular time, this country needs our support. It needs our strength. It needs our knowledge. It needs everything that we can offer as young people to protect the people of this nation. So I'm urging the youth that we should all come together and work towards supporting the people of this country, and we work towards fighting this coronavirus.